Samsung looks set to improve its art-inspired TV with better tech across color and wireless control as it launches the Frame Pro. CES is home to big announcements in TVs, but not every TV is necessarily one you watch movies and shows on. That might seem a little crazy, but with TVs able to work as art frames, it makes sense for technology companies to build better examples of that. Lifestyle TVs are where this type of technology sits, and there are a few players here. LG's gallery screens aren't technically picture frames, but the models from Samsung's The Frame range are, and have been ever since Samsung kicked off the category back in 2017, even offering art from major galleries around the world. Since then, Hisense has joined the gallery screen fray, but Samsung has been there the longest, and in 2025, there will be two styles of The Frame, alongside the Frame-inspired music speaker for your living room as well. The 2025 edition of The Frame will come in The Frame Pro, a new version of Frame TV complete with Samsung's mini-LED-based Neo QLED technology, providing improved dimming for artworks, movies, and TV shows, while also upping the processing using Samsung's NQ4 Gen 3 AI processor. There's also a new element to the mix as the Frame Pro gets a wireless source box, much like the LG Wireless M4 OLED TV and this year's M5. The Samsung Wireless One Connect will allow people to connect sources to the Frame Pro TV without directly plugging them into the physical TV. Instead, you'll plug them into the One Connect box, and it will transmit the signal wirelessly. Tech improvements are only one part of the Frame changes, as a partnership with Art Basel aims to bring more modern art to frame screens around the world, while the Samsung Art Store includes over 3,000 works, including from galleries such as MoMA. Samsung has confirmed that the Frame Pro will be coming to Australia in the first half of 2025, though no pricing has been announced.